Paul, what happened?
Oh, we came out of the gate nice and strong, felt pretty good. Took a dumb penalty and had a bit of a had an unusual, well, the hardest hit we threw all night was on Mason on the PK and got away from us. And then we were, you know, struggling to do things easily, and we were probably looking maybe to do things a little easier. And that's it.
Theories on why it unraveled so quickly?
You don't have to, it doesn't take much for them. They finish on the opportunities they have. They got a good, sharp offensive team. They got the pucks in the net real quick.
Tough debut for Mason?
No more than the rest of the hockey club. I mean, five was enough. I don't think that, I mean, he's going to have a couple he'd like to have back, but there wasn't anything that you were looking at saying, my God, how did he miss that? The first goal, he got bowled over by our own guy. He's got no chance on that. The next one's a real quick little deflection, and he's not going to do anything with the third one.
Well, so many of the areas that you seem to emphasize and kind of work on throughout the
Yeah, just training. All of them. Power play, and we were so good in the power play on the but the power play wasn't as bad as the number will tell. I mean, we had some really good their goaler was good, and he made some good saves. I'm not saying that's the game, but he handled his rebounds especially well, I thought. So that part was good. Yeah, the rest of it wasn't.
When you look at all of that, I mean, is there an area in particular that you found most disappointing, considering some of the emphasis that you had on training camp?
Yeah, I think we did it to ourselves on some of them. You know, the third goal is a reasonably easy read to make if you're thinking about defending at that point. But we were thinking about it's 2-1. Let's get it back as fast as we can, and that is a bit of a holdover concept, and that's how you get in trouble, right? Relax, patience. But we blew the zone on that and got in real trouble with it.